Hello, Daddy. Today's April 26, 1969. Daddy, when Mommy listened to this a minute ago, we used one of your tapes, and if you heard some of the music, it's because Mommy wanted to hear part of it. And I'm going to tell you another riddle that was in a book in school called I Met a Man. It's called I Met a Man That Showed Me a Trick. I met a man that showed me a trick. He said, "What you may call me Nick, or Pete, or Sam, or anything else. You may pick, and I pick Nick." He showed me the trick. He took out some jam, bread, and some jelly and milk. And if you can guess the what the answer is, you tell me. You stop it, and then I'll tell you. You'll hear it click, and then you'll hear the answer. You can turn it off to see if you can figure out the answer. The answer is pick Nick. A couple days ago, Grandpa, he came and put some pea gravel. I think that's just a minute. Pea gravel, and Grandpa put some all over the playground, and Mommy thought she had enough, but she didn't. So she's going to have to buy some more. And Grandpa also fixed part of my windows. The thing that opens it, and so it doesn't have to stay there. It doesn't come off it anymore. I went to a party today, Lisa Cohn's. And Jeffrey's eating some of the candy right now, and we're all in Mommy's room. Are you still gonna send those speakers? And are you gonna let me and Jeff and Mommy work the stereo? That's what I wanted to know, because in the letter you said something about me, we could use it. The gardener we used to have, Carlos, Mommy didn't like the way he did it anymore, so we fired him, and the new gardener's name is, I don't know what his name is. I just asked Mommy. She said she doesn't know his name.
Hi, Howie. Our weather has turned real nice again, and Dick flew up to Mammoth with Vic Kovner and Bob Wilson, and Conley and Debbie Euler drove up there and met him. We've had a lot of wind here, but it's really warm. It's like 85 out. But with all this wind, who wants to be outside in it? I purposely invited your folks out for dinner tomorrow because I didn't want to get up early in the morning and drive in town. I had been so tired that I wanted to rest. So your mom called and said she was bringing out breakfast, so I guess we'll get up early anyway. But I can still sleep in a little later than 8 o'clock. Shirley invited the boys and myself to come down to the beach club for the day, but we won't be able to go because your mom will be out here to spend the day. I told the boys if they were good that they could go see Pinocchio tomorrow. But it's going to be an awful strain for them to be good for another 24 hours. So we'll just have to play it by ear. Went to Gail's today for Lisa's party. And she had a very nice little party. She had lunch with hot dogs and potato chips. And Auntie Bertie was there with Sylvia Willens. And Joni Willens was there. And Joni and Earl just got back from a three-week trip to Africa, and they really enjoyed it. They just had a marvelous time. They have two children. We also saw Dick and Gloria Kishar on the freeway, but they weren't going to the birthday party. Their kids, I guess, are a little too old for a three-year-old birthday party. I went over to Frederick's and I bought some beef ribs.
Daddy, I went to a birthday party And I got a prize. And the prize was I got marbles. That's okay. Daddy, I walk home from school by myself from now on. I walked home with Mark yesterday.
Mark had lunch here.
Mark had lunch here. And with our lunch, we had chips. Okay. All right, Daddy. When we were in school, we used to only be learning pluses now. And now we're only learning minuses. And lots of days my teacher has been absent. She was absent around every 5 or 6 weeks. A couple nights ago, we saw the slides that she sent us. And Mrs. Solig and Mark and Karen came. And the one Mrs. Solig liked the best is the one where the restaurants of the movies, whatever they are, float in the water. And there was this real pretty one that she liked. Right now, it's almost 15 after 4. And tomorrow is daylight savings time. A couple days ago, when I went to the school, I stayed there and played. And the safety, he thought he was the principal of the school. He comes on and says, "What are you doing?" We weren't doing anything. He says, "Come on, you better go see the teacher that was on duty." And we didn't want to go, so we had to go home. And he thought he was the boss of the whole entire school.
Howie, I will go ahead and order football tickets for the 4 of us, but are you sure you want to be tied down to every football game? Or would you rather go to just the games that you might want to see? Make your decision and write me back because the application has not come in yet. Also about the Folladere camp, it would cost $16 a day to send both children. How many days a week? It's either 2 or 3 days a week. Should I send them? And should I send them for, there's 1 week I will be in Hawaii, which I would, of course, you know, I wouldn't count. And then the 2 weeks before you, when you come home, there will be still 2 weeks of camp left, which I would not send them. So that means there would be 8 weeks available for them to go to camp. How many weeks do you think I should send them? I can't make up my mind. I think it's very expensive, which probably doesn't make any difference right now, but I just, what do you think? How many weeks? You make a decision, because I don't know what to say. Nanny is completely covered with Blue Cross, so over. Oh.